What not to do, reducing Buddhism to calmness or meditation. Apps. In this video, we are looking at what not to do when ministering to someone shaped by Buddhist ideas. The first mistake is reducing Buddhism to calmness. Many people associate Buddhism with meditation, peaceful images, gentle speech, or stress reduction. But Buddhism is not simply a relaxation technique, it is a religious and philosophical tradition that addresses suffering, desire, impermanence, selfhood, moral action, rebirth, and liberation. If a Christian leader treats Buddhism as only calming down, the conversation becomes shallow. The second mistake is assuming every person using Buddhist language is a committed Buddhist. A person may speak of mindfulness, detachment, karma, or compassion because they heard it in therapy, yoga culture, social media, recovery circles, grief resources, or popular spirituality. They may not know classical Buddhist teaching, they may simply be trying to survive pain. So do not assume too much. Ask careful questions. A third mistake is mocking detachment. Someone who says, "I am trying not to be attached," may be trying to avoid emotional control. They may be recovering from grief. They may be afraid of being hurt again. They may have learned that desire leads to pain. A careless response would be, "That is wrong. God made us to love people." That statement may be partly true, but the timing and tone could close the door. A wiser response might be, "It sounds like you are trying to find peace without being controlled by pain. I can understand why that matters. May I ask what kind of attachment has been hardest for you?" This protects dignity and opens a better conversation. A fourth mistake is turning the conversation into a quick debate about whether Buddhism has a personal God. That difference matters. Christianity and Buddhism do not teach the same thing about God, the self, salvation, or final hope. But those differences should be handled with care, not as a weapon. A fifth mistake is pretending there is no difference. Christians should not say, "Buddhism and Christianity are basically the same because both teach compassion." Shared words do not always mean shared meaning. Compassion in Buddhism is often connected to liberation from suffering and attachment. Compassion in Christianity is rooted in the love of the personal God who created, entered, suffered, died, rose, and redeems. Both traditions may use the word compassion, but the larger story is different. In ministry, truth matters. Tone matters too. Do not mock. Do not flatten. Do not argue too quickly. Do not pretend differences are small. Listen first. Clarify meaning. Honor the person as an image bearer. Then, when the door is open, speak of Christ as the one who enters suffering, redeems love, and gives resurrection hope.